Greetings and salutations, everyone. It's me, your favorite little kitty cat. And it's Tuesday, January 20th. And I am on my way to corn country. And I had my 3-day weekend. It went by rather fast. This morning I woke up having had one of the strangest complex dreams I've had in a long time. it was just bizarre. I was at places I had never been before, even though I was familiar with it. And I remember before I knew, before I could somehow not control my dream 100%, but I knew I was dreaming. You know, sometimes you're so in it that you don't know you're dreaming. But a part of me always knew I was still laying in bed sleeping. But it was just so complex. And I'm thinking, wow, the mind is so amazing. And then the other night, speaking of dreams, I scared myself. Normally it doesn't happen, but this time it did. Saturday I was watching movies, and because of my accident at work, I was still recovering. And I can't believe how sore my body has been since I fell. And even this morning I woke up and my lower back was just hurting so bad. But Saturday, I pretty much, you know, laid around for half the day. And I watched this movie called Dark Skies. It's a good story line. A little typical. But, you know, certain horror movies genres don't scare me. Slasher movies, you know, boogeyman movies, they don't scare me. Some supernatural movies do, others don't. Those paranormal movies, God, they are so stupid. Alien movies, that's a different story. I don't know why they scare me. Probably because I think there was a time that I suffered sleep paralysis or something, because I would have these horrific nightmares, but I actually knew I was sleeping and I could actually see myself. And I would always see these shadow figures, you know, like those old wives' tales, old stories of I forgot what they call them, but they would sit on a person's chest while they're sleeping and basically asphyxiate them in their sleep. And those dreams started when I was 27, and I don't get them as frequent, but on occasion they've changed a little bit. Since I've been trying to control my dreams. But after watching this movie, I kept dreaming that the Greys were standing over me, watching me. And to wake up, and in the movie, the woman, there's times when she would, you know, they'd pan on her face, and she would just be sleeping, and all of a sudden her eyes would open. And sometimes I tweet, you know, oh my God, I'm awake at, you know, 3 o'clock. I don't understand why. It's just like somebody, you know, hello, flipped a switch and you're awake. And I could relate to that. And that scared me. Because after watching this movie, I would wake up. And I would dream or have the sensation that, you know, aliens were standing over me and I would see shadows. And since my vision is impaired as it is, And I can't see, but 4 inches away from my face, everything is a shadow. So basically I was scaring myself. And, you know, I didn't have a good night's sleep. Saturday night, Sunday was okay. I was in so much pain though. It was just really difficult to sleep comfortably. And then it started getting better. It's not as, my shoulder doesn't hurt as much. My legs, I still have my knees wrapped today. It's damp out. It's kind of rainy, misty. It's supposed to turn to ice. And, I can definitely tell it's even though it's only 34 degrees, it's damp. And I have both my knees wrapped. I've had them wrapped since yesterday. And the sudden realization of I'm old and I'm broken. And the body just starts to deteriorate. And it must be a sad thing when I've worked with seniors for a long, long time. I think this is the first year that I've been out of the realm of working with seniors. But it must be really frustrating and sad for them when they realize the mind is all intact and but the body just doesn't cooperate. And that's got to be part of their crankiness and frustration. Because I know it's frustrating for me at times when you're just like in so much pain and your body doesn't move the way you want it to. Having your knees wrapped and having to take anti-inflammatories on a daily basis to keep the swelling in your joints down. You know, and then you think about people that have had severe accidents. Not even like mine, but, you know, really bad, traumatic. The pain that they must feel on days like this. You know, that it's damp, it's rainy, it's... You know, it's misty. There's a lot of fog. I mean, your body just has to ache. I know mine does. Ugh. And I don't want to be one of those old people that complain. You know, where you get to the point where, when I was working with the seniors, you knew which ones not to ask. Well, how are you doing today? You know, how are you? And you don't ask them that. You just go, you know, good morning and have a nice day, but you never ask them how they're feeling or how they're doing because they will tell you. I don't want to be one of those people. Oh, man. Okay, on that happy note, I'm going to drink my... I tried to make my Mexican chocolate with a splash of instant coffee, and I have put on some winter poundage, and I'm trying to wean myself off the sugar, and so I only used half the chocolate and the sugar for my mix, my drink, and blech, it tastes yucky. Wow, it's really dark out here. Very dark and spooky. Some of the lights must be out. Okay. Yeah. Time to go. I have to drive now. I still have time. I'm actually going to be early. But I only have seconds left. Okay. I hope everybody has a great day. Later, news people.